The late breaks don't seem to be falling Donald Trump's way, but Republican vote suppression tactics are in full flower. Polls say Trump trails Joe Biden. Trump's base loves him, but he's no longer a newcomer promising change. People have seen 4 years of mismanagement and lawbreaking beneath a veneer of bluster. His abject failure to deal with the pandemic has upped the death toll, and Joe's not as unpopular as Hillary Clinton was. Trump's feigned doubt that Biden had sufficient stamina for the first debate made Biden's focus more impressive. Then Trump turned off many voters by interrupting Biden and Chris Wallace loudly and frequently in what may have been a failed effort to trigger Biden's stutter. Then Mike Pence and Kamala Harris yacked to a draw, with mere civility making both seem winners. Trump ducked the second debate because it would be virtual. People working virtually and struggling to help their kids learn virtually might wonder, hey, if it's good enough for us, why not for him? The third debate might come too late, even if Trump could reshuffle his playbook. Trump can't reshuffle his playbook, to his party's great chagrin. Mocking Hillary's emails and Hunter Biden amuses his base, but independents and crossover Democrats don't care. They know Trump now. The best hits of 2016 won't cut it. But Trump doubles down, waffling on white supremacy, saying, I don't know, when asked whether leading Dems are satanic pedophiles. He's even suggesting that the raid that killed Osama bin Laden was a hoax. Even if these made sense, they wouldn't help a virus-infected parent survive or feed any of the millions who've slipped into poverty since the last stimulus payments. So red states voters are giving Biden a look. They have people dying. They may also be tired of the sheer noise of a Trump presidency. But not all intended votes will count. Some swing states have purged more voters than they should have. Long lines in cities will cost some votes. California Republicans tried illegal voting collection boxes with misleading information and no safeguards against chicanery. The pandemic mandates more voting by mail than usual. Trump and far-right groups are suing numerous states to make voting harder. As one conservative once told a group of evangelical leaders, I don't want everybody to vote. Our leverage in the elections goes up as the voting populace goes down. Repeated studies show voter fraud is extremely rare. New Mexico's Republican state officials once got very embarrassed when citizens demanded some evidence of their claims on that. Whatever your view, please vote.